The third problem, and this is something that's not, very few people are actually talking about this, and the issue is that pornography is a vision problem. And what does this mean? It means that pornography is making us blind. Blind to who we are as human beings, blind to about the body, blind to about what our great destiny is. And from this approach, I'd like to use a story. And the story is this. There was a 9-year-old boy, and I talk about this in my book, and this is a true story. 9-year-old boy, he was at the park with his family, and they were on a picnic. And he came along as he's, I don't know, playing off by himself. He came along a quote-unquote gentleman's club. There's nothing gentlemanly about those clubs at all. Yeah. But it was two topless women in the image. He immediately drops the image, goes to his sister, his older sister, and says, "I found a yucky picture." She says, go tell your older brother. Older brother says, okay. He goes to his older brother. Older brother says, show me it. Older brother, he does it. Older brother takes it and immediately rips it up, throws it in the garbage, and says, you don't need to look at that. Two questions from this. Number one is, how did the younger brother go and immediately tell his older sister and then his older brother? That's number one. And two, how did the older brother immediately go and just rip that image up? Because if we think about it, right, Brandon or Cameron or myself, or anybody who's had any issue with pornography, if we found those images, what's the tendency for a lot of people to do with those images?
Well, just to stay there looking at it.
Okay,
taking pleasure in it, yeah.
Uh-huh. Sure, but even more, I'm going to fold it up, put it in my pocket, and I'm taking it home, and I better not let anybody see this. This is my buried treasure. Mm. And so this hidden thing that's happening here, and why is this? It's because the reason was, in this family, they had a lived, real experience of being able to see the body as the body really is. Because there's a notion in our world right now, and especially we see a ton of this within elements and pockets of even the Catholic Church, there's a whole lot of shame and suspicion, and that shame and suspicion is directed towards the body. And there's an underlying notion the body is bad, that sexuality is bad, sexual desire is bad, and nakedness is bad, because we equate those with lust. And there has to be a break from those, because we can only go so far with coping mechanisms before they don't actually solve the problem. Anybody who's been involved with Sexaholics Anonymous or doing accountability for years or going to confession year after year after year, given, you know, potential, you know, quote unquote good advice, if we don't actually get to the root, which is a change of heart, which is going to come through a change of our vision, we're not going to actually be set free permanently. And that's the proposal here of saying that there is a solution here. Maybe if it's the solution, then praise Jesus, okay? It's a solution here for breaking this attraction permanently, but also setting us on a path in the church to heal a whole lot of wounds and unleash what's called a culture of beauty. It is beauty that will save the world, as Dostoevsky has said, and seconded by Hansers von Balthasar, a very famous Catholic theologian in the church. We need beauty more than ever, and it is pornography that has circumvented and has taken this over. And the reason why? Because we as Catholics have, by and large, foregone our rightful heir as patrons to the arts. We must reclaim our rightful place, because nature abhors a vacuum. And if there's not genuine beauty, then something else is going to get in there, and old hairy legs, the evil one, is going to want to get in there and confuse us. So we have been bred and born into a world that makes us think pornography is beautiful, and it's anything but it, and there's a way out.
I find this really fascinating, Steve, how you tie that into the arts and one's concept of or perception of beauty. And it's amazing how pornography, one thing that we think is private, like you said, that we hold near and dear, yet it affects so many people in society. Because whether it's not that we're looking at it in publicly, but through our actions, through our words, through the way we interact. And I think in many ways, pornography affects the way we interact socially with people, not just simply by looking at them as sexual objects for gratification, but the way we interact because of the way pornography has affected those pathways in the brain, like you've said, chemically.
Absolutely. No, and this, you're seeing the vast interplay in what this does to us. So certainly something must be done for this. And I think this is an important point to go back to talking about beauty. No one looks at a sunset and says, no more for me. No, you can turn that off now. No, we're absolutely captivated by it. And there's, as I said, there's a glimmer of beauty within pornography. The evil one can't take, he has nothing to create with. He can only take God's masterpiece and try to create. So there's something beautiful there, right? We are attracted to the body. Attraction is good, but it's a matter of how are we being attracted? How are we seeing those persons? How are those persons being displayed? I make it very, very clear that we should never, ever, ever look at pornography, but what do we do in the digital world we're in? Mm. What do we do with that, right? You can put a filter on your computer, but what if you get to a friend's house and you're using their computer, or you go to the library and they have it, or even you're just walking down the street and our advertising is pornographic, or you see a movie, you're just in a movie, and they obviously have to throw this into movies now because that's the way you get people's attention. What do you do about it? If we haven't had our hearts transformed and our vision redeemed, it's going to be very difficult, if not impossible, to see that person precisely as a person.
So let me ask you, Steve, so what do we do? I mean, in terms of a solution to this, I mean, I know that there are, as you mentioned, there's software out there, like, I think, what's it called, Covenant Eyes, and maybe a ton of other ones. But it seems as though the industry itself, perhaps, a child can get on a computer and even without even looking for anything like that, or have any notion of pornography, is fed some kind of image that is sexually enticing or insinuate something sexually, and even without even looking at it. So, and it also seems as though maybe the porn industry has even gotten a little bit sneaky in how maybe they name their websites, perhaps, or in order to kind of, because they know that these softwares are out there. So, I mean, are there any softwares or anything that's like, I mean, ironclad that you would recommend, or any other solutions?
Okay, so first and foremost, again, there could be a place and time for softwares, okay? I don't I wouldn't recommend blocking softwares necessarily, because a lot of people who are involved in pornography are very intelligent. They can find a way around it.
Okay? Right.
Also doesn't help to facilitate what we're looking for, first and foremost, is relationship. Okay, if you had to have a software, I would recommend something like Covenant Eyes, because there's accountability that does happen there. But I do have a warning for those out there. If you think that Covenant Eyes or any accountability software is going to solve the problem, then you are radically mistaken. Because I know very intimately about using accountability software. Didn't solve the problem. Actually created a downward spiral, because it came to a point, well, I don't care what they're saying, I'm going to go into it anyway. Okay. We have to get to a point where we actually change the desire. So how do we do that? Well, it comes precisely through, first and foremost, the acknowledgement of the body. We have to, because there's this inherent notion, again, going back, that this fear of the body, and whether it's being prudishness or just whatever kind of lack of formation that we receive growing up, there's been an inherent fear of, if I see the body, then something's wrong with me. Okay, in many, many places. So first and foremost, if there are any fathers or mothers listening to this, one of the things I do recommend is being natural about, and appropriate. So what I mean by that terminology, in your home. So for instance, right, when we're using the bathroom necessarily, right, we don't freak out if a little kid opens the door, right?
Right.
They're just maybe a normal thing. They're just kind of walking in there. Maybe we need to teach them about, people outside of the home, outside of family and things like that. But isn't this yelling at them, get out of the bathroom, because that message sends that there's something bad about what's going on in there, which creates this realm of mystery. Same thing would be about, we're getting out of the shower. Our little ones come in. Okay. Instead of yelling at them, oh my gosh, we're covering up, being freaked out, say, how are you? What's going on? How can I help you? All through those things. So it becomes a normal lived experience in the home. Okay. The other thing that we as Catholics have that are, Evangelical and Protestant brothers and sisters do not, is a plethora of sacred art, especially art in which the body is exposed appropriately. Remember, we are called, we're given vision. Our eyes are good. We are called to see. We're never called to see with lust, but we're called to see with love. So especially as we, part of the formation and what we're doing is an education into beauty. What is beauty? What are the counterfeits of beauty? And to save us time, just look at chapter 10 of my book, going deeply into, there is an authentic way to discern what is beauty. There's definitions of beauty, especially working through St. Thomas Aquinas's work on beauty, and to be able to juxtapose that with what is presented in pornography. There are telltale signs, very, very explicit, no pun intended, telltale signs that pornography is not beauty. But if we have never been trained in that, we're